Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Inside two star-studded musical collaborations. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and coming up later on the show, the young Australian composer Ben Frost met the super producer and musician Brian Eno through a mentorship program. They will both join us to talk about working together. But let me take you first back to 1992, when the U.S. assembled an Olympic basketball team that featured some of the greatest players in history, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and so on. They won a gold medal and earned themselves a catchy nickname, the Dream Team. Well, now an all-star team of classical and bluegrass musicians are coming perilously close to earning themselves the nickname Goat Rodeo. In a moment, they'll explain the name of their new album, The Goat Rodeo Sessions, but first, here are the four members of the band: cellist Yo-Yo Ma, bassist Edgar Meyer, mandolinist Chris Thiele, and fiddler Stuart Duncan. Here they are in the Soundcheck studio to play a piece called Quarter Chicken Dark. Thank you. That's called Quarter Chicken Dark, and it is a live performance from the four musicians behind the new Goat Rodeo Sessions album, and those four are cellist Yo-Yo Ma, bassist Edgar Meyer, mandolinist Chris Thiele, and fiddler Stuart Duncan, playing live in the Soundcheck studio. And for the moment, let's talk with Yo-Yo Ma and Edgar Meyer as cellist and bassist, providing the big bottom for this Goat Rodeo session.
All right.
Edgar's bottom is bigger and deeper than mine. I'm just a...
You're speaking musically, of course.
Absolutely. I'm just a mere, mid-voice kind of thing.
You are our voice.
No, I'm not.
So, Goat Rodeo, Edgar, what does that term mean?
I'm hearing that it comes... that people use it in aviation, and it means that there's a lot of things that have to go just right or else we're going to have a big problem.
Mm-hmm. And how did that come to seem an appropriate word for this collaboration?
I don't know. I guess when you put four people together on paper, it looks like it's a strange combination. But actually, I think... if there were forks in the road, and each time there's a fork, the right decision is made, then you get to a Goat Rodeo. And I think what brings this group together successfully is the character of the four musicians. You know, this great virtuosity, totally acknowledged, but I think beyond that, and underneath it all, are great values. Values mm-hmm. of collaboration, values of being incredibly funny, making light of very serious moments so that the right decisions get made and not the most attention is paid on the individual problem, but to get through and finding the right solutions.
Well, now you guys, Yo-Yo, Edgar, you've been doing this for a while, going back to the Appalachian Waltz, Appalachian Journey. So this kind of coming together of virtuosity of classical musicians, of traditional American string music. I mean, Edgar, this has been like a real hallmark of your career for many years.
I just, want to get to work with people that sound good to me. And Yo-Yo and Chris and Stuart sound good. I mean, they all play beautifully, and they all are just interesting people with unique voices. And I'm just thinking, put me in a room of these people, please.
Mm-hmm. And who writes the, I mean, for example, Quarter Chicken Dark, who wrote that?
Which part did you like?
I like the middle part, where Chris was doing his little duck walk in front of the microphone.
I wrote that.
Okay.
No, Stuart and Chris and I spent 20 or even 25 days together. And conceived the majority of the music. Within that period, that was spread out over 9 months, and we got together with Yo-Yo several times within it, and also with Aoife O'Donovan, who sings on this record. And
from the band Crooked Still.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so Aoife, helped with the lyrics on the two vocal songs. But technically, Stuart and Chris and I wrote everything together, with input from Yo-Yo.
And Yo-Yo, everybody else in this quartet improvises.
Right.
What about you?
Everything I do is improvisation because nothing, I like to say that my fingers are like lightning. They never strike the same place twice. but actually, technically, no, I'm not improvising on this. And I think, first of all, I mean, I would feel like a bicyclist riding with a number of Ferrari drivers. That just would be not a pretty sight or sound. But I like to be the figment of their imagination, and in the sense that that I'd like to be a reflector mm-hmm. of what they do. And I think part of playing kind of acoustically and being close to one another, there's a level of communication that can go on that feels like improvising because we're actually so close together that one person, like what we just did, Quarter Chicken Dark, every performance is different. Mm-hmm. And how one reacts to the moment is, I think, my way of being part of the group.
The group is Edgar Meyer on bass, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, the violinist, fiddler, and sometime banjo player Stuart Duncan, and Chris Thiele, who plays the mandolin. They're all here with us on Soundcheck. The album's called The Goat Rodeo Sessions. And is Attaboy, Edgar, another piece that sort of grew out of this session of this 25-day composing jag that you guys went on?
Absolutely. And it really just, you know, three guys sitting around noodling and then gradually constructing. Attaboy is, you know, quintessential in terms of the process. I mean, we all had our different moments on it. I'm not going to attempt to deconstruct exactly who did what and how we did it, but yeah, it's very typical of that.
All right. Well, let's hear another live performance on Soundcheck. From the album called The Goat Rodeo Sessions, this is Attaboy, live music from Stuart Duncan, Chris Thiele, Edgar Meyer, and Yo-Yo Ma. Thank you. That is another live performance in our studio from the musicians behind the Goat Rodeo Sessions. Chris Thiele playing mandolin, Stuart Duncan playing the violin, on the bass Edgar Meyer, and the cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Their album, The Goat Rodeo Sessions, is out now. And joining me now at the microphones, the other two members, the upper half, the higher voices, Chris Thiele and Stuart Duncan. And Chris, you know, we were talking before about what a goat rodeo is. Is each of these songs a goat rodeo? I mean, does 100 things have to go right for all of you to land at the same place at the same time at the end of these songs?
Absolutely. The arrangements are it's like a reverse game of Jenga or however you say that.
Because, you know, I don't know how much of this is going to be on the video that we're shooting while you guys are playing, but you're looking at Edgar, Edgar's looking at Yo-Yo. I mean, everybody, there's like cueing going on constantly and quicksilver changes of tempo and mood and stuff.
It's not like a standard sort of melody to harmony sort of relationship where you've got one guy sort of, you know, taking the reins and, mm-hmm. and then the other guy's always supporting. There's a lot of intricate it's cat's cradle all the time.
Right. And Stuart, you're a longtime Nashville veteran. I mean, you've played with people like Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton and stuff. How different is this experience doing instrumental music with these three?
Well, this is definitely different than top 40 country by far. Maybe closer to some of the bluegrass and newgrass, if you will, projects that I've been involved mm-hmm. in. But to get into the realm of classical composition is totally new for me. And luckily, I'm working with players that take that into consideration in the writing process. Edgar and Chris are both generous and with their time spent on letting me memorize sections that I couldn't read because I don't sight read.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, it's all new territory, but they've left room for improv for me to do, and they've written stuff for Yo-Yo to do that sounds like improv.
Right.
And made it so that our two voices, the cello and the violin, could be heard together and separately. And
mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned newgrass, which, you know, is this sort of contemporary version of bluegrass that has elements of other forms of music, and it's actually been around for a couple of decades now. But is that something that kind of holds a lot of this quartet together? That kind of admitting of other elements into the sound of American
strings? I would say my experience, having grown up playing a hybrid of progressive bluegrass and other kinds of acoustic music, has enabled me to be able to reach farther more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you and Edgar have been here on Soundcheck, recorded together and stuff. You know, how much of what you guys do is in the composition, and how much is actually being fleshed out as we are hearing you guys play?
We love to try and create, I think, scenarios that enable, I heard a buddy of mine, John Bryan, who produced the last Punch Brothers record, said an old producer in L.A. told some musicians that it was wise to always leave room in the chart for God to walk in the room, you know, which I thought was a good concept. Just to be able to be in the moment and come up with things that because that's what music is all about, is sort of, you know, you're sort of marking moments in hopefully an entertaining way that enables some sort of transcendence. You know, I think it's fun to actually live so solidly in that moment that you're not actually continually referencing composition that happened, you know, a year ago or something, so that you can actually live in that moment. But at the same time, I think you'll be more comfortable knowing that there are certain composed elements that are going to be there. You can rely on them.
And signposts, so that
you don't always have to rely on these on the spontaneous moments to carry the piece.
We're speaking with the members of the Goat Rodeo Sessions, Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, Chris Thiele, Stuart Duncan. The album, The Goat Rodeo Sessions, is out now. And, I mean, you look at the instrumentation, cello, bass, violin. The mandolin's kind of the odd man out, Chris.
It really is.
Plucked instrument, not necessarily associated with composed music, but you do compose, right?
Well, a lot of the composition process revolved around getting a nice textural balance. Stuart thankfully plays tons and tons of instruments, and then Edgar played the piano. What's his name? I can never tell you guys apart.
And the gamba.
And the viola da gamba. Yeah, viola da gamba. Stuart played a variety of instruments. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit. I actually did pick up a fiddle at one point.
Right, the song "Where's My Bow."
You did more than pick it up.
Where is my bow?
Yeah, actually, that's the tune we're going to wrap up with. Speaking with the four musicians behind the Goat Rodeo Sessions. The album is out now. Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, Chris Thiele, Stuart Duncan. It's been a lot of fun having you guys here in the studio playing for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck. Coming up next, the young Australian composer Ben Frost recently created a new score for the 1972 sci-fi film Solaris, and he's been spending a lot of time in the past year with a big name, the musician and producer Brian Eno. They'll both join us to talk about their collaboration in a moment. This is Soundcheck.